Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me? On this team, we fight for it. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody. Matty C Sports for you and me. We are now on episode 150, and who better to bring in than Edgar's the Bear Slayer, Scribbers. How are you today, my friend?
Thank you, my brother. I'm feeling well. I'm feeling good, and I'm just glad that I can be on your show.
It's always an honor for you to be on my show, really. And man, what a fight you had at Karate Combat 40 against Gabriel Varga, Canadian guy. He pretty tough guy, but he didn't know he was going to run into the Bear Slayer that night. So how did you feel going into that fight?
Well, first of all, for me it was a short notice fight, because before that we were in the talks with Karate Combat, and they said, if I want to fight Gabriel, they said you have 1 hour window to accept the fight or decline the fight. So I immediately, without any hesitation, accepted the fight, because I, in my opinion, he's the best guy in the division to fight, like technique wise, experience wise, 6-time kickboxing champion and Glory champion, Bellator champion. So I said immediately yes. After that, my manager was talks with the Karate Combat, with the matchmakers, with everybody, and I heard that he's not gonna fight, and that he doesn't want to fight the champion and also the previous champion. So I canceled my training, and I went just on with my daily life. Yes, I trained. I train every day, regardless. But it was not a training camp mode. When you have a fight, when you have a date, an opponent, it's different kind of training. So I was just minding my own business, just training, relaxing. Family was coming to Dubai, going around here and there, doing some like extra business, extra work. And after that, they had a title fight, Karate Combat in Miami, the previous show. In my weight class, and just the president immediately after the fight has been finished, the title fight, he called me and he said like please, we need you. This was like a really bad fight for the lightweight title, for the Karate Combat. We need you, and we need the Gabriel. And in the end, so they made the fight happen. And it was maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks before the fight date, and I said, "Count me in." Like before, I accepted the fight on hour's notice. I'm like telling you, like, just talk with my manager, make all of the deals, all of the requirements for me, and let's go, let's do it. So I took the fight, and the most important thing on this fight was just to get the W. You know, he's, like I said before, he's a 6-time kickboxing champion. And I even mentioned in all of my interviews, in the press conference before a fight, I said, this is not a kickboxing match. This is not going to be a kickboxing match. I already gave him all of the like clues what's going to happen. This is not a kickboxing match. So he came out, and I just like my coaches said, they gave me the game plan. My coaches are my main coach, which is my first karate coach. I started to train when I was 7 years old. I started to train with him, and I'm still going with him. He was in my corner. He made a game plan. He's the mastermind of this. And for me, it's just I go out there and execute. And thank God I got the W. In my opinion, to be honest, I watched the fight. I thought I won the fight after 3 rounds. I took the first and the third round, but the judges gave an extra round. And in extra round, I think I thought I clearly won as well. The only one thing was that was like, you know, wishy-washy was that thing where I fell. It was not a knockdown. If you watch it in slow motion and everything, when I was going in with Gabriel, I landed on his foot and I twisted my ankle. That's why I fell down. And when you can go back and rewatch the fight, and you can see that my ankle was twisted, and he didn't land a punch. He landed the punch only on my rear shoulder. So basically, this was my stance. I went in. I twisted my ankle. I was already falling, and he landed here, like on the shoulder. I went down, but immediately I got up. I showed the judges that it was not a knockdown, and as you can see, the Gabriel didn't come with any other punches because he understood as well that it was not a knockdown, and it's just gonna be a waste of his energy, and probably if he's gonna rush in, I'm gonna take him down. So that was the only like wishy-washy thing that, you know, maybe judges saw it as a knockdown, but it was not a knockdown. Other than that, I just like dominated with the takedowns and ground and pound.
That's for sure, with your ground and pound, and you coming on the inside, like you were impeccable there too. Like, and your defense was on point, and I think it was an all around good fight for you. Now, do you feel the same way, or did you expect it in a different way? Like, did you expect the fight to go a different way from your game plan?
No, this was what we expected from him. We knew that he's gonna try to push the pace, gonna come forward and try to just kickbox. And this is what I expected. I had a good fight, but like I told before, everybody, that I'm just gonna get better from this fight. Most important thing was to get the W, and we're just working on new things, trying to improve my game, just going going up the mountain. And I think I'm not in my, like, even in the peak of my performance. I can get better, and that's what we're trying to do, just work physically, mentally, technically, and tactically. And it's just each and every fight, as you can see, it's a new burst lane.
And after the fight, you called out Luis Rocha. So is it too early to know that he's tried to reach out to your camp at all?
Well, the fight is already on. Like the Karate Combat told, whoever's gonna win this fight is gonna take the champion. In my opinion, I didn't need to even take this fight. I was the number one contender, the number one guy in this weight division. But I took two more extra fights just to stay active, just to test myself against UFC weight, against Bellator and Glory Champion. So I did my job and I improved, and he has nowhere to run. In my opinion, and we talk with Karate Combat, when I lost the belt, first time I won the belt, we are knocking out him with a liver shot. After that, I lost via TKO. He caught me via the punch and referee stopped the fight. And now it's going to be the third fight. And I think I'm going to end this trilogy. And like I said, I was supposed to have immediate rematch, but his camp had different plans. They took much more easier fights, different fights, but now is the time. Now he has nowhere to run. He has to take this fight, and otherwise he will be stripped of his belt. Anyways, in my opinion, he already has been stripped of the belt because he won the belt. He didn't defend it for more than over a year, more than over a year. So yeah, in all of the promotions, when you don't defend your belt, then more than 1 year, you automatically get stripped of the title. So
yeah, your title's vacated.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said before my fight with Gabriel, I think that was the real championship fight because we were the top guys at that weight division, technically, tactically, you name it. And like I told before in the press conference, whoever is going to win this fight, he's going to be the real champion. And God willing, I will be the champion again.
So for sure, I'd love to see you be champion again, man. I love the victory. When you get the victory, you have the bear hat with you, and you know you're all pumped and ready to go. But what I respect about you is you're all business until after the fight, where you're like whole nother you. So I mean, it's always good to see you win for sure. Now with that,
it's always strictly business there, you know. We're putting in a lot of work, a lot of effort in the training camps and in between training camps as well. Like now, for example, I'm like on my vacation in Latvia, but still there's a training camp. There's a team from India coming. We are putting training camp for them. After that, we have our own training. I'm going to be traveling now to Bosnia to do a training camp there. And back and forth in between Latvia and Dubai. So training is always there. And, you know, when you put so much work and you're so focused on executing, to putting on a great performance, after that, all of the emotions come out and you're just, you know, you're just you. And you have to sometimes, you know, I like to be humble and stay focused and like be in the here and now, in peaceful mode, but sometimes you have to let out of those emotions as well.
Exactly. Be in the present for sure.
Yeah.
So my big question to you, man, is did you have pancakes, a shake, or a burger when you were down in Miami after your victory?
The thing was, the fight ended after the midnight. They went and like we went for a McDonald's or something. I just wanted to go to that McDonald's just because of a milkshake. That's it. We went there. It was only drive-through in Miami. So we were waiting in the queue for like 30 minutes or 40 minutes, something like that. In the end, when it was our turn, we tried to order like a milkshake. They didn't have milkshake. Okay, just give me like ice cream sundae or something. They didn't have that. Okay, just give me the ice cream cone or something. They didn't have that as well.
Oh, no.
In the end, it was a complete mess because like we were trying to order something else and everything, and they gave us, I don't know, completely something different than we ordered because it was language difference, because we were talking in English there, you know. We were thinking, yeah, it's US and everything, but they didn't understand our US because Miami is mostly like from Latin America, from those kind of countries, and they speak only like I guess Spanish there. So I went only just because of the milkshake, and nothing was there. No ice cream, no milkshake, no nothing.
They let you down, man. Oh man,
completely.
Oh man. Well, if you had a fight in Boston, we definitely would have had milkshakes for you, man.
Well, we have to put our next fight in the Boston then.
Let the president know that he should have a Boston fight.
Exactly.
That'd be great. I would love that. So, I mean, so you're actively in Latvia now, right now?
Yeah, like 1 week ago I came to Latvia because in Dubai it's now 50 degrees now. It's crazy hot. And then I just came here to get some fresh air, some oxygen in my lungs. And also, like I said, we're doing a training camp for Team India. After that, we doing some like training here as well with my first coach, with another coaches, and after that, when the summertime is gonna go to an end in UAE, Dubai, then I'm gonna go back probably. It's still gonna be 40 degrees, but better than 50 degrees. 50
Yeah,
degrees Celsius. That's like 100 something
Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit. Yeah.
And your training, like with your training centers, they're like beautiful, man. Like you're looking out like at the city of Dubai, and I'm like, he has a lovely spot to train. Like it,
yeah.
How is it just like with that scenery and just like all like the training partners you have? Like it must be an amazing experience to be like where you are. It's like it was amazing seeing where you train.
It is. Well, if you or somebody is in Dubai, just come visit us. It's called TK MMA Fit Gym. So like it's I think the best gym, one of the best gyms in Dubai, if not the best, only just because it has this like facility on a roof. You can see all of the Dubai, all of the skyscrapers, very beautiful views and everything. And the second thing is like a lot of good fighters come there, all of them champions from UFC to boxing, from karate combat, all come there and train. So it's a beautiful place and a tough place for a professional fighter to be.
Yeah, man, it looks amazing, man, and it looks like
It
you're,
truly,
you.
it truly is. If you are or somebody is from the listeners in Dubai, just come visit TK MMA. I think the first day or first week is for free. Just come try it out, and I think you're gonna fall in love with that gym.
Absolutely. I might have to make a trip down there. You got to teach me some stuff.
100%, 100%. UAE is one of the like most peaceful and most developed countries that you can be in. You know, a lot of people say it's like a lot of people from US come from New York, from Miami, and everything. They say Dubai is like updated version of New York, of Miami. Is just the next level.
I see the before and afters of when Dubai first like came into the realm, and now the future, it's unbelievable. It really is, and it's one of my bucket list places.
The country only has like 52 years. The country has been made 52 years or so. So it's crazy. They came from nowhere. It just was a desert there. Nothing was there. And now all of these skyscrapers, all of the people, the millionaires, billionaires, just going and living there, because it's such a beautiful country with a lot of opportunities, and and I think it's a lot of blessings in it as well, because I think one of the safest, if not safest countries for children and women to be there.
And it's so modernized, like it seems like everything in that country is new. Everything in Dubai is new. It looks just like, it doesn't look like anything's like older there. It just seems like everything's modern age and just keeps advancing every day.
You
and I'm
just
sure
name
the
it.
training
They
is
have
great too.
everything. They have the biggest mall, the biggest iron, the biggest this and that. You name it, they have it. And they have a great leaders, His Highness Sheikh Maktoum, and His Highness Sheikh Hamdan. They have a good leaders behind Dubai, behind UAE, and when you have leaders like that, they say we are here to be number one. They're you can look up to them and get inspiration, either it's in business or either it's in sport or anywhere else. They're visionaries, and they're like thinking about future, thinking about their people, thinking also about their residents who live there, and they have very great leaders, and that's why they're taking the country, the UAE, to next level.
I'm jealous of you, man. I really am.
Just come join. It's so easy. It's so easy to come down there. It's so easy to with visas, with residencies, with everything. You have something. I think you can easily find what to do there. There are so many people, so many opportunities, and just come down, visit. That's how it happened with me. It was COVID time, 2020. First time I went there, 2020 in November, December, and now I'm living there. I fell in love.
With that, like in for a karate combat, like themselves, do they, you know how like gyms have a ring or they have an octagon? Is there any gyms that have a pit?
I don't know any gyms that have a pit yet. Our gym as well here in Latvia and in Dubai doesn't have a pit. So it's pretty like, yeah. Like, I think nobody has it yet, but it would be probably a good thing to have if karate combat grows and even grows bigger. So probably it's a good thing to have. So. And I hear also they're in talks with the UAE, so maybe they're going to come to UAE. And then we can talk with the great leaders of this country and also make a pit there so that UAE has a one. And it's slowly becoming also not yet capital, fighting capital of the world. Still, Las Vegas is the capital, but a lot of fights. A lot of big boxing fights, and Absolutely. Also UFC is going to UAE. So I think it's going to be a good thing for karate combat and also for UAE to cooperate and put an event there.
Absolutely. And like you said, like the boxing world, the MMA world, karate combat world, like you said, a lot of fighters go there. I know a couple that are here. They've been on Top Rank, or they've been on Showtime for boxing or UFC, and they all go over there and they love the experience there. And from what I've been told, like the food is more fresh. It's not like processed. It's a lot cleaner food.
You cannot compare it with the food in US. When you eat in US, you don't have any taste. You don't have any taste. At least to my experience, it's not that bad, but when you compare it, it's like their level above us all.
Absolutely. So like, what's your go-to meal when you're back in Dubai?
Oh, I go to this place, to this shawarma place. It's like one of the best places where they make their shawarma the Arab way, with the potato fries, sliced fries, with their own spices, with everything. That's my go-to meal. I think that was the first meal that I had when I went back there. It's one of it's called the place is called Lafa, and it has, in my opinion, one of the best shawarma.
Well, I definitely will have to see. I've been told that, you know, we in America, we have a lot of processed foods and kind of like not so healthy nutrition here, where as you go,
we have it as well. We have it as well. There they have it as well. So it's processed. If you want to eat healthy, you can get healthy. If you want to eat just cheat meals and processed foods, you can get it as well. But for some cases, that's a much more like with a better quality.
Yes, and that's what I mean. Like, you know, the food is like mainly natural, and like it's food that, like, if you came here, you pay more because it's fresh, like really fresh. And you know, it pretty much you just like had something to eat just next door kind of thing. And I think that's like really important for here in America, is to have more cleaner foods. And I say that because there's no extra things put into it. So I mean, it must be awesome to be have that option there, because it seems like
I understand what you're talking about. Exactly, yeah. You come to Dubai and you pay actually less than in US, and you get better quality food as well. Win-win situation.
How about Latvian food?
Oh, Latvian food is great as well. It's pretty like organic and everything, and so it's up there as well. It's up there as well. You have all of the cuisines here as well. Like, if you want to have Arab, Turkish, American, European, you name it, you can have it, and in a very good quality as well.
Absolutely. And with this, like with karate combat, is there ways that like they will allow you to fight either MMA or kickboxing or Muay Thai, anything like that? Is there certain rules with karate combat, or is it strictly you have to be with karate combat?
Well, for them, this is an exclusive contract. Well, where can I can only fight with them with karate combat. I cannot fight anywhere else. But if there are no fights in between and everything, sometimes they allow to do some kind of either MMA or boxing, kickboxing, but it's pretty rare. Usually it's just like strictly with them. But now they're putting events more oftenly. And I want to be more active as well. So I have two more remaining fights under my contract. And I want to, in the best case scenario, I can finish these two fights in 2023.
That's excellent, man. I'm glad you are getting so into it. And, you know, like now you have one fight on the year and you're going for another two. That's a pretty spot-on year goal. So that's pretty awesome.
It would be good to have two more fights, but, you know, one fight is the minimum that I want to have. Best case scenario is two more fights.
For sure. And, of course, I'd love to see it because Karate Combat, it has it live. And I'm like, when you won your last one, I was watching it with Varga. And when it first started, I thought they were doing main events because they had the four on the card, the pro, and the main card. And I'm like, where's Scrivers? When is he fighting? And you came up and I was like, oh, okay. So you came out, you won. I was telling my wife, I was like, Scrivers just won. She goes, what are you talking about? And I go, the karate combat guy, the awesome dude who always he's the bear slayer. She's like, oh yeah. Okay. So that was great. I think that was like 11 or
good,
12.
Good to have this support from you, from everybody. I really like appreciate all of my supporters who can support me any way possible.
Absolutely, anytime. So, Edgars, my big question is, you know, for the title, you know, is it something that you get the title and then, you know, try to defend it, or do you try to go up or down a weight class and go for that one too?
Well, at this moment, my main focus is just on him, just on my opponent, on this title. I have no other future plans. Nothing is beyond that. I had made this mistake before when I'm like thinking already about other fights, and it doesn't work out good. You have to be 100%. Because in the end, he's a good fighter. I'm like not underestimating him. So I had to be on my top level, and I want to show a really good performance and just take him into the deep waters and drown him there. When he's going to drown, I'm going to take him back out. And after that, again, I'm going to drown him. When he's about to die, I'm going to take him out. And I want to show that there are levels to these games, and there are A class fighters, there are B class fighters, A plus, and I want to show that there's a big, big gap in between both of us. But still, he's a great fighter. I'm not underestimating him. It's going to be a good fight, and I have to be on my level best.
Absolutely. And my final question, Edgars, and you probably will like this one. So you had your press conference before the fight, and some idiot had to make a stupid remark to you about being on your phone. Now, was that like pre-planned for that guy? Like, I don't understand that guy's motive to you. Like, and then you were like, none of your business. You know, I that's the thing that kills me with media like myself, is you say silly questions like that. I see it a lot. Now, for you, does it make you not want to talk to media, or is it just like, is it just another meh?
It's another meh, you know. I think the guy just, you know, he wanted to get some views and likes, and that's why he asked the question. I was just minding my own business and everything, and that's here where I live, both in Latvia and in UAE. That's a pretty personal question, you know. That's a really personal question, and he got lucky that I only said that's none of your business, because here you can get slapped about that kind of questions. If you ask a man who is the last person to slide into your DMs, it's a personal thing and you can get slapped.
Yeah, very disrespectful. Very disrespectful, man. And though I did like when they made the post with you with the sunglasses in it.
That was cool. That was cool.
So Edgar's like, I love having you on the show, man, and you're always welcome anytime. I'm so happy you're part of episode 150, and, you know, I'll always support your career for sure, and I want this belt to be in your hands now, and take that out of the pit and enjoy a milkshake, a burger, and pancakes.
Exactly. Thanks for having me, and I'm just looking forward. My plan is to get the W, get the belt, and I'm coming back on your show, God willing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're always welcome on my show. And so I want to say about your merch, where can they get it?
You can get it on the bearslayershop.com. Just go there, check it out, order, and simple as that, it's going to be in your hands in a week or so.
Yep. And, you know, I got it right here, everybody. So, you know that I'm a hat person. And of course, I wear this hat all the time.
It looks good. It fits you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And where can they follow you on like social media?
It's at Screevers MMA on all of the social media. Mainly I'm on Instagram, and but I have an account on Facebook, Twitter sometimes, but mainly on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, Edgars, thank you so much again. And everybody watch out for news from Karate Combat or Edgars himself about his next fight. And again, Edgars the Bear Slayer, Scribbers, and me, Matty C Sports. And we love you. God bless. And have a good day. And good night, Sadie.
Oof.
Thanks for watching Matty C Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One pun, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back vertebra. The heat is up, extinguisher, I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any gift and surface solid. Callous, symbols that come from...